Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with the circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Welcome everyone to this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. Scott, Dave, and myself are taking the day off from this week's show. Scott and Dave and the whole staff at Circus World are busy as can be getting ready for Sunday's Chef's Gala at Circus World. Back in February, Ryan Easley, tiger trainer and performer, overnighted in Baraboo as he was in this part of the country to appear at the Zohr Shrine Circus in Madison. While here, Ryan stopped by and spoke with us about his life with his tigers and his upcoming performances here in Baraboo this July and August. We're pleased to welcome to our microphones here under the big top at Circus World, Ryan Easley of Show Me Tigers. Ryan, so glad to have you here. We know that you're stopping in Baraboo and had some time to stop by today and talk to us about Show Me Tigers. Let's talk a little bit about you first. Where do you hail from? Give us your background.
I'm originally from St. Louis. That's where we got the Show Me name from, the Show Me State, Missouri. I grew up volunteering in zoos, working with all different kinds of exotic animals. And ever since I was a kid, that's what I wanted to do, is work with wild exotic animals. I took an apprenticeship on another circus under another trainer shortly after my 21st birthday, and moved up from there and eventually took over that act when he retired.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Show Me Tigers, for example. Tell us how many animals you actually have then in your operation, and are they all performers, or are some of them just pets, if you would? How does it all work?
I have 8 tigers altogether. We have 2 boys and 6 girls. Our 2 boys joined us about 2.5 years ago. They're about 2.5 years old. Our oldest girls are 12 years old, so we have a little bit of a range there, but they're all fairly young. They all perform. Our boys... Actually, last year when we were here at Circus World, we were teaching our boys new behaviors to start beginning to incorporate into the performance. One of those is the rollover. So people who were coming to Circus World before the performance, before our presentation, they would watch us actually training the boys, learning like the wheel and the rollover. And we just began incorporating our white tiger into the rollover about 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know, that's of interest because I took a look at your website and Facebook and noticed that you did have a white tiger, and that prompted me to write down this question just to help those of us who don't know. Are there different species, or are there certain kinds of tigers that showmen like yourself prefer?
There are several different subspecies of tigers. In the United States, it's been illegal to import tigers from the wild since the 1970s. So all the tigers you see in zoos and circuses, 99% of them are captive born here in the United States. Very rarely they'll import one or two for specific breeding purposes, breeding programs. The white tiger is not a different species. It's just caused by a recessive trait, just like blue eyes with people. His brother and he were born in the same litter. They're both with us. His brother is orange, just a normal tiger, but because of the roll of the dice, Zeus turned out white with blue eyes.
What ages do you have in the family then?
Our youngest two, our 2 boys, are 2.5. Our oldest girls are 12. And then we have a range therein of the others.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the tigers. You know, the people are always interested. I know you get this on the show from day to day, so we have to ask on the radio for those who haven't seen your show. What kind of an appetite do these folks have?
Right now, especially with this cooler weather, we're feeding 80 pounds a day between all 8 tigers. Yeah, once the summer comes and starts cooling off, we'll cut that back a little bit. But with the boys growing, their appetites are growing as well. They're only 2.5. They're still growing, and they're already almost 500 pounds. To put that in perspective, my biggest female is about 290 pounds.
Oh, quite a difference. Well, then, how many times a day do you wind up feeding them?
They eat once a day.
They eat once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about exercise, that kind of thing? Because I'm sure you have continuous practice, training, that kind of thing.
It just depends. With practice and with training, they do much better in shorter intervals so that we can focus with their attention as well. And tigers are very lazy by nature. They'll sleep up to 20 hours a day because they have a 100% protein diet. They only eat meat, but protein's hard for the enzymes to break down in the body. So it takes long periods of rest to digest. But when we're here at Circus World, you'll see the cats are outside all day. they have access to run around as much as they like and play with each other, but most of the day they'll be sleeping and laying in a pile in front of the fans.
Well, you know, I noticed in researching Show Me the Tigers that you had answered somebody's question online regarding temperatures, when they were the most comfortable, and you said that Tigers really do fine in cold weather and might even have a preference towards that.
Oh, absolutely. They prefer it. Right now, with this cooler weather, they've been very, very energetic and burning off some of that extra energy.
Okay, very good. Well, give us some idea then, if you would. You were here last year at Circus World, and you're coming back for July and August, and we'll be appearing in Ringlingville with an afternoon, is it an afternoon, a two-day, two shows a day? How is it?
We have two presentations a day. We talk, and it's not just our traditional circus performance, but we also talk about how and why we train our animals, how we're able to care for them. We talk about their different personalities, their relationships, not only with me, but with the other tigers. And it's more of a behind-the-scenes look as to what it takes to be able to work with these animals that people don't see every day. It's kind of hard to understand when people, they look at their pets as, we all look at our animals as family, but when people look at pets as people, and they don't understand how it is that when their dog doesn't want to sit or listen to them, how we're able to accomplish that with tigers.
Okay. Well, we understand the name of your show will be the Tiger Adventure Show. Can you give me some more details on what'll be in that show?
Well, like we talked about, we're going to show more behind-the-scenes look as to how and why we train. We'll hopefully be including more behaviors, more actual training with our boys. The boys both need to learn how to sit up. My youngest girl needs to learn to sit up. We're going to include a little bit of that into the show this year. We want to change it, make it new from last year, from what everybody saw. And especially we want to focus, like we always do, about one, our paw prints that our tigers make. My five-year-old Zuri, we use kids washable finger paint and we make paw print impressions on a canvas, and how we're using those paw prints. They're available in the gift shop, and we are using the proceeds from those to help benefit tiger conservation in the wild. We're going to talk about that project as well.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another question I have is how much time on a daily basis do you find that you have to spend with these animals? Is this really is this something you spend most of your life with?
Absolutely. It's a 24-hour a day job. It's making sure that everybody's cared for and comfortable and content. Those are three C's of the animal training alphabet that I learned when I was younger, and it's making sure all day long that everything's good so that everybody's comfortable.
Well, let's talk a little bit about travel comfort. You must obviously travel around a lot. Tell us how you do that, what kind of a rig you have, and how many shows and that kind of thing you're doing, how far you travel across the country or across the world. Give us some more detail there.
We have a specific transport trailer that I built that's designed specifically for loading our equipment and taking care of the animals. It's climate controlled with a lot of ventilation. Tiger, they're very acclimated to travel. It's just like with your dog. If you only take your dog to the vet, it's never going to want to go in the car because it associates that with a bad experience. But with our animals, they're accustomed to it. We load up, we travel to the next town. We arrange our jumps so that we're traveling usually in the evening or in the morning when it's cooler. If not, we have an air conditioner, make sure everything stays cool. We travel. It depends on the venue or the who we're working with. Shorter jumps, longer jumps. It just depends on where we're traveling. Right now, we're traveling to about 2 to 3 towns a week. And we'll do sometimes one show a day, sometimes 2 or 3. Just depends.
Well, one of the things we mentioned here earlier, of course, was the care for animals. There comes a day where they're not performers anymore, and that's something we need to talk about. You know, we're in a day and age where, and I'm sure you run across it on a weekly basis, is where there are animal activists. And so let's address that a little bit. What way or in what kind of ways do you go out of your way to see that these animals get the very, very best care they can have?
Well, it's part of the 24-hour-a-day commitment that I have with my animals. We're, again, making sure everybody's cared for and comfortable and content. We try to be very open with everything about their care, with their training. That's with our Facebook page at Show Me Tigers. We're constantly posting behind the scenes as that this is what it takes. It's not, you know, the animals don't just live for the 10-minute performance once or twice a day. It's 24 hours a day outside of that performance in the training, making sure that everybody's taken care of.
While we're on the subject, let's bring up the name of an organization of which you have a partnership in. It may sound kind of unusual to our listener, but you'll understand it once Ryan explains it. You have a partnership with the International Elephant Foundation. Explain that and tell us why.
Yeah, the International Elephant Foundation has supported the long-running, they're called conservation response units. They support these all over the world in both Asia and Africa. Specifically, they are the International Elephant Foundation, and while they have elephant in the name, every species benefits from their actions and from their support. Specifically, what we're working with is, I was looking for an organization to work with in situ tiger conservation, which means in habitat, not out of their habitat. And the IEF has a very good reputation. They're very reputable. And I reached out to them and said, hey, I wanted them to help me find a group specifically for tigers. And they talked to their contacts, specifically in Sumatra. Sumatra has the smallest subspecies of tigers, the Sumatran tiger. There's only 500 of those left in the world. And they said, well, specifically, we've been noticing an increase of poaching in these certain areas of the park, and we want to do something more, but just like everything else, money makes the world go round, and they didn't have the funding to support that. And so we worked out an agreement where we're donating $10,000 over this year, to help protect and to help fund specific patrols in those areas of the park. And I just got an update from it about 3 weeks ago. We're going to make a new Tiger Talk Tuesday video addressing this. They, because of our funding, they had concerns that more towards the interior of the park, there's more poaching going on. Their funding was limiting them to the outside border of the park. And because of our specific funding from Show Me Tigers, they moved those patrols in. They found evidence of poaching, and they were able to remove a lot of traps to make a difference. And it's literally our circus tigers are working to help protect wild tigers through the funds raised through the Paw Prints and from our time here at Circus World and on traditional circus as well.
Well, very good. As we mentioned at the top of our discussion here this morning, you were a performer at Circus World Museum this past summer, coming back for a second year in a row. They obviously liked you. The audience liked you. You must have liked it here, too. Give us your impressions of being here in Baraboo last year and what you look forward to as we move towards the 2017 summer season.
I absolutely loved our time here in Baraboo. I had never visited Circus World before speaking with Scott and Dave about coming here and bringing our presentation. And we were traveling between circus dates and stopped by, and I decided this was the place for me. If it wasn't so cold during the winter, I'd probably move up here. But it's a little too cold for me. And they like the cooler weather, but I'm not too fond of it. And just when we arrived, you know, we did our two shows a day. I'm available all day long to speak with anybody that has questions. And everybody was just so welcoming and so energetic and enthusiastic to have tigers return to Baraboo. And not just tigers, but our tigers. And to be able to talk with me one-on-one about, again, everything that it goes into taking care of them and training them. And we're looking forward to seeing a lot of those familiar faces this year, to seeing everybody that visited us last year, to be able to continue our Linda Paw project with Sumatra. And especially for the practice time, we made such good progress with the boys last year, having so much time without traveling. It opens up a lot of being able to work with them. And so we'd like to see the boys joining more behaviors in the performance and being able to share that with everybody, not just videos on Facebook, but to see it in person. This is how we train them to roll over. This is how we teach them to sit up. It's not smoke and mirrors. It's just a lot of time, a lot of patience, and a heck of a lot of meat.
Well, you know, Ryan, you're coming to Baraboo again this year, too, has something very special in July. Obviously, we have the upcoming 5th Annual Big Top Parade throughout the downtown. I'm sure you're familiar with all of that, or if you're not, you hear about all the conversation around it at Circus World. But a very special time coming up at Circus World, too, and that's the Circus Homecoming in late July. And that's an opportunity, I'm sure, to mix with some people you know and meet some you always wanted to meet.
I sure hope so. It's obviously a big event, the parade every year, and especially the timing with the Ringling closing. It'd be exciting to see so many people come home for that and to be able to, again, meet up. You know, with the circus, we have friends all over the country, but a lot of times you're not even able to see them, but once every couple of years. So hopefully we'll be able to reconnect with a lot of people.
Well, Ryan, I was going to wrap up the interview here, but you gave me a little something there, and I'll finish it with this. Explain, if you would, we hear it all the time among circus performers and entertainers, and that's the fact that it's a family. And you might have seen somebody 2 years ago, and now you see them all of a sudden, and you kind of pick up right where you left off. Is that the way you find it?
Absolutely, and I think it's a lot easier now for us as well with social media. We're able to keep in contact a little better. You know, I joke a lot. I don't know how people on the circus did it back in the days when they didn't have iPhones. Because just trying to find meat and trying to find directions to the next building or the next tent makes it a lot easier.
Very good. Well, thank you, Ryan. We certainly appreciate your coming on Under the Big Top here at Circus World today and visiting with us. We're doing the interview, obviously, in February, and you'll be here in July and August. So have a good time until then, and we look forward to seeing you this summer.
I can't wait. I look forward to seeing everybody.
You bet.
In 1888, the Ringling Circus was on the road in what was a tough rainy season. The circus needed financial help to keep going. The Baraboo National Bank wired money and the show went on. In 1907, the Ringlings returned the favor during a run on the bank. Otto Ringling walked through the bank doors carrying several sacks full of cash, made a large deposit, and calmed the fears of others. Banking better together. The Ringlings knew what it was. You can too. Visit any Baraboo National Bank branch or baraboonational.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.